There are so many different ways of playing games these days, but one good old-fashioned board game is still proving exceptionally popular. I'm talking about chess. In fact, the newest hit on Netflix is called The Queen's Gambit. It's all about chess. It's taking the world by storm. And it could well be leading to more interest in the game. So who's playing and why is it so popular? Dennis Bonner is from the Telepost Chess Club in Shrewsbury. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Jim.
This morning. First off, you've seen The Queen's Gambit without giving anything away. No, no spoilers or anything, but what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. It was really well played by Anya Taylor-Joy and really gave a good insight into chess and the excitement about chess, really, and the thrill of winning.
When chess has been portrayed on TV or in films before, and the actual amount of chess being played has seemed to be minimised. Have they got that right with The Queen's Gambit? Do you actually see people playing chess now?
In the maybe the 70s, BBC Two, if I remember, tried to do a chess series with Bill Hartston, and it wasn't a success at all because the people were so slow. Usually in a game, it's about 1.5 hours each player, and as soon as you make the move, you press the clock. Now, the way they were playing in The Queen's Gambit really is very fast. Sometimes you can have fast games like that where people will play fast. But normally in big competitions or even league games, it's about 1.5 hours each player. Now, sometimes when you actually see a series of moves, because some of these really good players can think up to 10 moves in advance, which is thousands and thousands of multiplicities in the head. Yeah. They can see it, and as soon as somebody plays the right move, they can move very quickly.
Do you do that? Are you able to hold on those thousands of possible permutations in your head?
If I was, I'd be world champion. No. Maybe I think you're lucky these days if you can think maybe 4 or 5 moves ahead. And if you think about 4 or 5 moves over 64 squares and the amount of pieces that are involved, it's just thousands and thousands of different ways you can do it. So you try as hard as you can. But some of the like the world champions, they can maybe at least 10, maybe even 15 moves in advance they can think. Which is incredible.
It is terrifying.
Mind-blowing, actually.
Do you think the series has increased interest in chess?
I think it has. From the amount of media stories that you hear about The Queen's Gambit, I mean, it's been the most fantastic series, and people in the millions have watched it. I just wish that with the COVID, I'm sure people would flock to places like the Telepost Chess Club in Shrewsbury. But I'm looking forward to when COVID finishes like everybody else, and we will see an increase. But really, we're playing online now, so it's affected us slightly. So the whole league and championships are being played online. Online chess has been around for absolutely donkey's years. And so it hasn't meant much of a change, although it's less social contact, obviously. But people are playing online without any issue. And really, we've seen an influx of about 25% new players coming into our club online, which is fantastic, actually. We've got over 30 players in our chess club now, and we've just started the league, and we've got 5 teams in the league, which is just incredible, actually.
Is it different playing? I mean, obviously it's different playing online, but when you're playing another against someone, you are just the width of a chessboard away from them. You're breathing the same air. You're looking at you can see, you know, changes in expression. You can see the cogs turning as people think about their moves. You don't have any of that when you're playing online, do you?
No, you don't, and you do miss it. To be honest, there's nothing better than over the board chess. I mean, people try not to put expressions on the faces. It's very poker-faced, and they try not to go, ooh, like this. But really, the chess that you play on the computer online is completely different. You are playing faster. So the league that we normally play is about 1.5 hours each player. Yeah. With the league now, it's about 45 minutes So you are moving faster, and you got the advantage of being completely quiet in your own room trying to play chess. And in some ways it's better. In a lot of ways it's worse, because it's that social contact. You don't go down to the club, you don't sort of increase the funds of the club and whatever. You don't have that social contact. And there's a lot of our players who are really looking forward to when the chess club starts again. But saying that, at least half of our membership are playing online now, because they miss chess so much.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that. What is it about it that they miss? What is the fascination for you of playing chess?
The fascination, I think, is the ability of the strategy and the tactics of the game. There's hundreds and hundreds of openings that various people understand and learn and whatever. So whatever people play, there is a certain defence, or you've got a certain opening. But I think the fascination is, it's the strategy involved in the game and how you can tactically defeat the other person. And you can be as nice as you like and always shake hands without the COVID atmosphere. But really, it becomes very cutthroat when you're on the board. There's no friendliness when you're on the board. It's incredible, really. No friendliness at all.
Which raises a kind of fundamental question about chess. Is it a war game? Is it a strategy game? It seems to be almost in a class of its own.
Well, it is really. I mean, it's been going for centuries. It started, I think, in the 6th century AD in India. And there were a lot of warlike factions. And I'm sure it did sort of begin, because you've got knights, which are horses, and you've got bishops, which is the religious theme, I suppose. You've got a queen, you've got a king. So it was really a warlike game. And really, once you're on the board, it is like a war. You're trying to trap the other person's king, and you try as hard as you can to trap that person's king with all of your pieces. So it is like a war in actual fact, but the tactics and the strategy involved in it is just mind-boggling, really, when you think about it, because there's just so many different moves that you can make even after move one. There's so many different moves you can make. So it is really, let's say, it's a fun game. It's very, very enjoyable. It's not a boring game at all. I mean, there's a lot of people in the past who've talked about chess saying, oh, no, it's boring. And that chess series that they had in the 70s, it was boring, or the 80s. It was boring, because it was like watching paint dry. But really, it's very good. It's exciting. And it's fun. I think this is what came across in the series of the Queen's Gambit. You know, she found it so exciting when she originally started playing with it was the caretaker of the place that she was staying, the school, and that she thought it was just incredible, so exciting, and completely took her out of where she was, so she could imagine a chessboard on the ceiling and she could be playing all the moves in her head but watching it on the ceiling, which is incredible. I've never got to that point. I don't think many people have. But it shows the genius level of the person. And really, the Queen's Gambit, I guess it was loosely based on in the 60s, where Bobby Fischer was the American champion and became world champion in 1972 against a Russian grandmaster, Boris Spassky, which is quite famous. So I think what she found was the excitement and the ability to, it looked like, easily win. Because those sort of people are like genius level, really, where they find it quite easy to win. And the big thing, really, was coming up against the Russians, because in the 60s, 70s, which they still are, the Russians were the best in the world. And it was something, really, if you beat a Russian grandmaster.
What do you think you've learned from chess over the years, Dennis? What has chess taught you?
I was thinking about this the other day, Jim, because it helped me in business, to be honest. When I started to play, I was 9, and I stopped playing when I was about 28, because I had to go abroad with a company I was working with, Goodyear. So it took me all over the world. But what it did was help me in work out strategic decisions and tactics, how to convince somebody, how to work with somebody. And it really did help me in my career. And I came back, you know, after I retired, after business finished. And it really helped me. And I did look forward to coming back to chess. And I find it as exciting now as when I started playing when I was 9 years old, to be honest.
You must be really looking forward to when things have changed and you can all get back together and play face-to-face once again.
Yeah, oh, goodness me, we just can't wait. The people that just keep emailing me and just saying, well, when are we getting back? When are we getting back? Can't we get back? And I said, no, it's going to be at least early, late spring that we can get back together. But really, the Chess League has just started again, totally online. They've never done it online before. And we've got three divisions with a multiplicity of different teams. And we played our first game last night, and our first team played last week. So it really has, it's been good. It certainly helped with the COVID, with the lockdown, because I've got four or five games in the small room that I'm playing all the time. And you play those online, and you can play 5 minute chess, you can play 15, you can play 45, you can play any time you like, 2 or 3 day chess even. So I sort of miss it when I've finished one game. And I think the good thing about playing online is that you can play anybody in the world.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the great thing about it, really.
Chess has been around for 1,500 years. It's still going to be there in the spring.
Oh, yes. It absolutely is. It went through India, then Persia, then came through Islam, and then went into Europe. And really, since 1500, it's been sort of really on the up in Europe.
Yeah. Dennis, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Dennis Bonner from the Telepost Chess Club in Shrewsbury. You can find out more about what they do at telepostchessclub.org.